Yeah, it's Saturday morning. Yeah, well, everybody got a price. Coconut Man, Jesse J, and yeah, price tag, guys. We're gonna talk about alkaline foods today and acidic foods. Alkaline, good for you. Acidic, not so good. Closer to death. This is Jesse J. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Jesse J with Price Tag, and I like B.O.B., man. That guy can rap. Yeah, we had some good rappers in our era. Biggie Small, as a matter of fact, Biggie Small, when he rapped, you basically didn't have to have a music in the background. You could just dance, and Tupac was one of those guys. You know, as a matter of fact, I read in the articles today that there's a reason why the murder of these two great icons in rap music. As a matter of fact, it's not solved. There are reasons behind it, but we are going to that another day. Anyway, we're here talking about alkaline foods, and guys, the pH is important to know what alkaline foods are. You know, when you talk about pH, pH means when everything is neutral. For you scientific people, and I'm trying to make it for everybody to understand. If, like, water has a pH of 7. So 7 is water. And the pH of your body is 7.35 to 7.45. That's where it keeps the body, try to keep it in that range all the time. So, and it functions, the enzymes function better. The metabolism, the whole entire processes going on at the same time in your body, really operate in that optimum type of pH from 7.35 to 7.45, which is alkaline. But when it's lower than 7.0, it's acidic. And a lot of fruits, a lot of foods are acidic. That's not good for you. You see, people who've got acidic bodies, they're predisposed to kidney stones, gallstones, or diabetes, all type of disease entities, actually, if I should correct myself, that affect you. It does when your body is acidic. Even your renal function is impaired. When patients are very sick and they're about to leave this world and check out to the other side, I guarantee you the body not alkaline. It's more acidic than alkaline. Now, when you're very young, the body got ways of using the cells, which is the unit structure of the body, of cells forming tissues forming organs and so forth. And these cells are able to keep the body in that range. But as you get older, the cells are not as functional as you can know. When you're young, you can do this, and 20 years down the road, you can't do the same thing. So the cells become weaker and not as optimum as they used to be. So you're more prone to getting acidic bodies. And if you don't replenish the alkaline in your body, you find that you can fall into a lot of problems. And it affects almost every tissue in the body. So I'm going to tell you today, when I come back, about some of the alkaline foods. And remember, we were talking about diabetes, and we talked about this forever, but why I keep stressing diabetes, I know diabetes can be reversed. Guys, it can be. Yes, it can be. I've seen a lot of patients come to me, and we were able to turn things around, and I've seen them now going, just eating a special diet, and they don't have all these sugar levels of double digits and 9 and 8s. So it can be, as John Chavron said in 1776, that French politician and mayor, he said that, show me what you eat and I'll tell you what you are. So it's all about what you're eating, guys. A lot of these things that will be happening to our bodies is because of what we eat. Yes, I know, going all of the bad things taste good. Right, but yeah, but you know what? You got to reset the brain, guys, and don't wait until you're 50 and 55 and 60. Start young, and you parents start to do it, your children will follow you. The brain can be reset. You eat well, you live longer. So, as I said, we'll come back and talk about some of these alkaline foods for older people that can just, you know, bring you back who you should be. Keep the organs working well. And I can't leave without, or I can't have this program without introducing Jackie Opel, Eternal Love. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Yeah, that's Jackie Opel. Everybody here would know he was one of our big stars, man. All these powerful, gifted guys just pass so early, you know. Something about that, you know. Something about most, all these famous people just pass early. I guess fame is so much, it got its package with it, you know. But we're talking about alkaline foods today and how you can keep your body very healthy and stay away from acidity. Because, as I said, acidity or acidic body is closer to unhealthiness and death. Yeah. Now, diabetic rehab. You know, people go to alcoholic rehab. They go to heroin rehab and cocaine rehab. All these rehabs they have. Anonymous. But there's diabetic rehab also, where you can check in and have your sugar reversed. Listen, the complications of diabetes, guys. Listen, of all the illnesses, if I have to eat just vegetables and water, I would, to stay away from that stuff. Because all of the complications, and you diabetics out there, you know what I'm talking about. Sticking your hand all the time, buying all these medicines, insulin shots, you got the insulin injections. And you talk about strokes, and you talk about, goodness, lung problems. You talk about heart attacks. You talk about things like GI dysfunction or bowel problems, slowing of your bowel. You talk about kidney disease, renal failure, amputation, you name it, cancer, diabetes right there. So as a matter of fact, the American Heart Association, they're very concerned about this thing. That is why I said to you a few months ago, I said to you that it's changing. The formula is changing. The goalpost is changing. Used to be cholesterol. That was the big bad wolf. The LDL or the bad one. And now the studies are showing, they said, yeah, you want to keep your cholesterol a little better, but it's the sugar. If you can keep your sugar down, you win. The culprit is sugar. I tell you right now, because I've had patients come into my hospital and with heart attacks and the cholesterol low and normal. Sugar. So you got to stay away from a lot of sugar. And diabetic rehab will help you. And if you have a problem with all these things I've been telling you about, you can check into, just go to net, www.diabeticreversalkit.com. It'll tell you a lot of these things I've been teaching you over the last couple of months. www.diabeticreversalkit.com. And you will get all this information I'm giving you. You can read it and take your time and digest it so you can make your glucose or your sugar better. Now, let's talk about some of these alkaline foods. Lemon. Everybody right now should be taking that glass of lemon, actually, every morning, as I've been saying all over for the last few years. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you should take is a glass of lemon water, warm lemon water. And the most alkaline fruit. Yes, it's lemon. It seems, alcohol doesn't make sense at all to me. Lemon, kind of sour. Sour and alkaline, two different things. When you mix that lemon and water, it becomes alkaline. A pH of 10. So you know that's going to help you. Not to mention it helps the gut to move downwards. And also people who've got problems with abdominal fat, it cuts down a lot of fat within the abdominal area. So you guys, you've got a little belly problem, take that glass of lemon water every morning, not in the day, in the morning, the first thing. It'll help you. Next, celery. Very good for you. Not an alkaline fruit. Cucumber. Why not? Good for you. Melons. Very alkaline. Beet. Well, a lot of people don't get. But leafy vegetables like kale and spinach, parsley, and how about broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, very good alkaline, avocado. Try to eat at least a half of that avocado every day. Oh, it's pretty good for you. Beet, as we said, radish. And how about the stuff on the road, the coconut water? Yes, fresh coconut water. Not the one you buy in those cans and stuff. Fresh coconut water. Those are all alkaline foods. Garlic also. Yes, I know the English don't like much garlic, but listen, garlic is good for you. Not only because it makes your body alkaline, there are other things it does for you. Well, why don't I come in and before I wrap things up, I want to tell you about this wonderful song that I heard the other day, and I kind of liked it. As a matter of fact, I played it over and over again. It was number 13, actually. No, for 13 weeks, it was number one on the hot. Girls Like You with I know you got a lot of licks for it. The Moon Five and their leader, the band. But Girls Like You, and we'll be right back where we can wrap this program up. Alkaline Foods versus Acidic.
You spent the weekend getting even. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll out that wood, babe. And let me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like. I spent last night on the last flight to you. I took a whole day up trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. Pull that backwood, babe. Let me go.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing with dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best crew always forbidden? I'm coming to you now, doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, 'cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
'Cause girls like you, like you, like you, like me, so now when I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you, girl, come and help me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Maroon 5, Girls Like You, always in my corner, man. Why not? Listen, if you want to get a full overview of diabetes and how it can be reversed apart from checking into diabetic rehab. Don't forget www.diabetesreversalkit.com. www.diabetesreversalkit.com. One word. And it'll help you understanding how the pancreas works and how you can keep your sugar levels controlled. Not to forget berries, blueberries and blackberries. They and apples, they help you to keep your sugar controlled. So you remember we talked about Doc's cocktail? Yeah. You look it up, Dr. Sparman's cocktail on the net. Dr. Sparman's cocktail. It's two large carrots and three apples, all right? And you add 2 tablespoons of flax seeds or, you know, linseeds, whichever one you want to call it, 3 glasses of water, 1 banana, and just blend that. Keep that in your refrigerator. And that definitely, it keeps your sugar levels controlled, not to mention it, your bowel movement controlled also, and decreases the incidence of cancer of your bowel. So you don't forget, everybody should have that in their refrigerator. So at night you get up, you want to take a snack? Go get it. It'll fill you up. 1 glass and you go back to sleep. So we talked about drinking that lemon water. After that, you should eat a high carbohydrate diet. Your breakfast should be high carbohydrate. Because you're walking around, you're doing all that stuff at work, you know, it'll bring down the levels. And I like the good carbohydrates, like the ground provisions, under the ground vegetables. You should use that in the mornings. You could move it whatever you want, a little bit of fish or whatever. That'd be good with a little coffee or tea. That'd be a good way. I'm talking about diabetics. Listen, if you try it, you'll see what I'm telling you about. Lunchtime, eat your fruits. Good fruits. We talk about fruits that are good. You want apples, of course. You want to try a little bit. You know, I use the blueberries or the blackberries and stuff like that. Avocado. You just fruits with not a lot of sweet juices like mangoes. And that's what you do in lunchtime. And then in 3-4 o'clock or so, that's when you have your protein. Protein diet in the evening for diabetics. Yes. You little steak, fish, or whatever you want to eat there with your vegetables and so forth. Whatever you want to mix it with, that's fine. And then, so no carbs after 3 o'clock. And no, you should not eat after 7. After 7, that's it. The only thing you should really put in your mouth after 7 o'clock is water or the Doc's cocktail. You hear me? I repeat that. After 7 o'clock, only thing you should put in your stomach is water or the Doc's cocktail. And that's what you really need. That's a brief synopsis of what a diabetic diet should be.
You. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Want respect, but ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you when really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing.
Yeah, everybody can look good these days. Times have changed, and guys, anyway, it was nice being with you. To my right is a beautiful lady called Kathy Ann, man. She's my right hand. Boy, I tell you, she keeps me in shape. As a matter of fact, I asked her to say hi. She says hi to you, but she doesn't want to say it. But hey, I love you guys, man. I think of you guys all the time, you know. And all I think about is how we can, as a nation, yeah, and a region, as a world, live longer. Stay close to the plant. Don't forget Dr. Sparman's cocktail. Don't forget the diabetic kit. www.diabeticreversalkit.com. Shows you foods to eat to keep you from all of these disease entities. Be stress-free as much as you can. And weed off that big killer. Number one killer, cardiovascular disease. This is Dr. Alfred Sparman. And as I always say, until we meet again.
Ungrateful person I ever met. And now you leave me here alone to regret. But just because he treated you so unkind, the first person was on your mind as I. And now you come back to me. But you're gonna be sorry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry.